Several groups, from Indivisible KC to the Alliance for a Healthy Kansas and Planned Parenthood, organized the demonstration to both thank Moran for opposing the Senate bill and encourage him to stay the course. Organizer Amy Bergen of Lawrence kicked off the event with an old-fashioned bullhorn.
This fight is not over. We're being heard, and we're here today to turn the volume up.
Bergen says just when it appeared the House version of the bill was dead, Republican leaders zombified it and mustered the votes to pass it. To stop that from happening in the Senate, she says, opponents want to counter whatever pressure Republican leaders are exerting on Moran. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.